Hey, what's up, guys? it's your boy KG, and this is the first episode of Waves Inc. podcast. What's good, guys? Yeah. I get some applause. Me and my friend Jace, we had this idea to start a podcast because, like, we're in college, and, you know, music is, like, really toward, like, our generation, so, like, our opinion on, like, relevant music matters, so, yeah, and, you know, like, it's dope, like, we really get listened to, so that's why we have to put it out there, and we was like, let's make a podcast, and I'll be like, hey, that's so lit, I was like, we can do that. So, my name's Kendrick Grant, but everybody calls me KG, so, hey, and Waves Inc., gonna call me KG, bro. So, sit back, relax, we got a lot to talk about, and also, we have a special guest, my friend, Grant Roddy from Atlanta. It's my best friend, and we're just gonna hop into it. Let's go ahead and give Jace a call, get him on the line. So just stay tuned and chill out and vibe with us. Peace.
What it do? Nothing. Playing Fortnite.
Dope. So, bro, introduce yourself.
Alright, what's up? I'm Chase.
That's it?
Yeah, bro. That's all you need.
Alright. Lit. Okay. I'm about to add Grant. If you'll even let me, I think I'm gonna let you do.
If I start yelling randomly, people. I'm sorry. It's because of Fortnite.
Okay. I think that's how it goes. See this one. Okay.
What's good, you guys? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Go.
What's good? Finally up in this thing. I hear rapping for Atlanta. You feel me? What's going on, Jace? What's going on, KG? I already know how I'm coming all year long. All 2018, we coming lit.
Let's go, bro. I like the energy.
Man, this man could not get this thing figured out, and I told him,
bro,
how to do it.
I was doing it the other way though. But hey, we got it. Okay. All right, Grant, go ahead, introduce yourself, bro. All
right, y'all. If y'all heard me already, I'm from Northeast Atlanta, coming straight out of Gwinnett County, where the Migos is from. Rapping for Snellville, Lawrenceville, Loganville, Grayson, Norcross, Lilburn, all the cities in Gwinnett County. I'm out here rapping for y'all. Just out here doing my thing. And I'm just out here on my bro podcast right now. So it's lit.
Let's go. All right. Whew. Man, that was stressful. But we got it. You guys got y'all topic list?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, first things first, we're going to talk about your Music Fridays. Damn, what happened, JC Dot?
Yeah, bro.
Dang.
I got double team.
All right. Let's talk about New Music Friday, guys. Okay. It's every Friday, you know, New Music.
All right, homie. I'm going to get off.
We all listen, send it to each other, think what's good, think what's trash. So.
Correct.
We're going to talk about last week's new music. music, because there's a lot of great fucking albums that dropped last week, y'all.
It was. I mean, and then we had too many dropping today to even try to listen to all and try to spectate on today. I mean,
Tell me this, though. Like, why couldn't I find Kanye West on, like, the actual.
Find the Kanye West. I couldn't find Kanye West either because I saw a tweet that said he was dropping his album today. But I didn't even see it. Like, he wouldn't even come up.
Man. Y'all want to know something crazy?
What's up?
Did y'all hear that his album cover he took on his iPhone on the way to the listening party?
Yeah. I read that Kim Kardashian tweeted about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just showed them iPhone cameras. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. So, all right, out of last week,
new music. We had A$AP Rocky album dropping.
Oh, yes.
Fire. Beethoven. We had Big Bang by YG.
Who are y'all expecting, like, the best run? Like, who are y'all anticipating, you know?
Go ahead, Jay. A$AP Rocky.
It's
been so long since he done dropped his last solo album.
It's been, like, what, 3 years?
3 years, man.
It's been a long time. And he's been dropping features and stuff, but he hasn't done, like, his own solo joint.
We really like, was waiting on his joint to drop. Because it's just, like, that's been something we've been anticipating. Like, in my opinion, when you think about the whole A$AP mob, you think about A$AP Rocky. His last album was Long Last A$AP?
But out of all the A$AP, out of all the whole A$AP groups, besides A$AP Rocky's albums alone, he had
they had that collab album, Cozy Tapes.
Cozy Tapes too.
Cozy Tapes and Cozy Tapes 2 came out within like the last album.
Within the same, exactly.
Yeah,
Ferg, in my opinion, he comes with a strong second, man.
Cardi got signed, and Cardi been dropping his own shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, come
on. Did y'all know Cardi and Anime are brothers?
I don't even know who Anime is.
That's crazy. They're cousins. I didn't hear the brothers. I heard their cousins.
I've heard they're brothers.
I don't even know if I can really throw A$AP in there. Like, I don't know. I mean, not A$AP. What's his name? Playboi Carti. I don't know if I can throw him in A$AP yet.
All right.
So out of last week's, who's did y'all, like, least like?
You know what? Zaytoven, John. I have kind of been sleeping on that all this week.
Yeah. Bruh, I have listened to, like, 4 songs off of Zaytoven, and they were pretty good, but I haven't been on DC. It how, like, you know, his last little music.
I mean, it's just like, I feel like when you get somebody like Zaytoven, he not Metro Boomin.
He's a big producer, he's not on that Metro, like, on that Metro.
Saying, like, I don't think no other producers close, really though, can get away.
He's real close.
But if you think about it, though, Metro Boomin album was it 21 Savage and Offset? Just about all them songs was bangers on there.
True.
Yeah, they really were.
All them songs was bangers. It's just like, Zaytoven, I don't know. Like, his beats is nice, but they just like a different kind of flow. Like, his
they're, yeah, they, slow. Are, they're, they have a, yeah, they have a, there's a distinct difference between their flows, yeah.
But I will right, say, so, they're like, go ahead.
I was gonna say, who's did y'all like the least?
I have no idea what just happened.
Bro, it kicked us. Weird.
I feel like it was because it was over like maybe 5 minutes. I don't know.
No, that's
what I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we'll try to like credence it. Okay, whose album did y'all like the least?
Who all dropped again?
I mean, you had A$AP Rocky, Zaytoven.
You said A$AP Rocky, Zaytoven, Nav.
I mean, you could kind of consider Ty Dolla $ign his deluxe album because he had like 6 songs that dropped at the end of that. But yeah, I mean, again, that's old.
Filthy Rich, YG, Juice WRLD, Pusha T. Misha Law. I don't know if I say that. So, Lil Baby. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I like Kaya John. I'm about a couple songs off of that.
I like Lil Babies.
I
haven't listened to Lil Babies.
Bro, I used to bump Kyle. Like, his first album, I bumped that all the time in high school.
Bro, his first album was, like, straight Kylie vibes.
Yeah. You know, I didn't really listen to Lil Baby album, because, like, other than Yes Indeed, like, I don't know.
I think I mostly checked it out because of the Drake feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about we got Kanye's album.
Yeah.
We got Kanye.
Yeah, that's when not that next Friday, right?
Next week.
That's I think that's next Friday. Yeah.
Did y'all know Mac Miller dropped music?
No. Who was that?
Mac Miller.
Who was that again? I mean, this man been gone for a hot minute. He popped back up for Ariana Grande for 5 seconds, and then she go and date Petey Davidson. All of a sudden, drop music.
All right, I'm back.
Yo, what happened again?
It did it again.
Dang, bro.
Alright, so we were talking about Mac Miller. Mac Miller's not president anymore, so I can't even rely on his music anymore.
Man, no sir. No sir, no sir, no sir.
I mean, he's been throwing out bangers, though, but I mean, like, lately...
What banger he threw out?
I'm talking Learn about, to watch. Like, I'm talking the about his old music. That's a good song.
Sir.
Okay, first, we're going to talk about our first social media blast, guys. On the number one on the list, Drake and Pusha T beef.
I'm going to go ahead and let y'all speak on this one first, because I got my piece on this one.
So, can somebody explain to me what happened? Because I'm confused about
Jason, if you want to, because I have a whole spiel to give on this one right here.
Isn't it like all I know is where it started from, like, Pusha T asking Drake for money, like, to pay him.
So, what was up with the OVO Sound, with the invoice then?
Yeah, it was the invoice.
So, I was about to say, I thought he, like, gave Pusha T some clothes or something for his album.
Mm-mm, nah, I don't think that.
Nah.
I think that, like, why even do that, dude? Like,
okay, why my fuck thing with is, Drake? My thing is, bro, you know you're gonna come for Drake, Drake's gonna have that heat for you. I don't care what you say, you can say Ghost Rider or whatever. Drake's gonna come with that heat for your ass.
Like, you already seen Meek Mill, bro.
Bruh, he fired Meek Mill ass up. Him and Meek Mill was going good for a minute.
Let me tell y'all one thing to shut this whole argument down. So, anybody that want to fight me on this, they can add my Twitter name. They can add my Instagram name. It's @KXN and 3 G's. So that's GGG. Drake has more money than Pusha T. Point blank. Period. Case closed. Ain't nothing else to speak on. You can't speak on somebody that got more money than
you,
bro.
Did y'all hear the interview with Pusha T talking about his album cover?
Oh, man, ain't nobody bumping. I mean, anybody worry about that. I did hear that Bobby Brown
Kanye paid for it, bro. It's...
Yeah, bro.
And they Bobby wanted, Brown, like, man. They wanted, like, $3 million. Just a picture, nigga.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, bro.
And he told Kanye, and Kanye was like, well, I'm finna send you the money right now. And Pusha was like, nah, don't do that. And Kanye was like, I just sent it. Bro, you talking about a good-ass friend, nigga?
Hey, y'all. I'm trying to figure out what Kanye got this $3 million from when he was just bankrupt a couple years ago.
Nah. It's Kim, bro. It's all Kim.
I'm trying to tell
bro,
you.
It's all Kim. It gotta be.
Bro, because she no got doubt. More money than all them niggas over there, bro.
Her and her fucking sisters.
Man, all of them, bro. All of them. They sitting on bank, bro. What is it? 5 of them? Including the Jenners? Yes. Like, I know they sitting on a billion over there,
and
bro.
Then they got a fucking show. They got a fucking show.
They got show, clothing lines,
fashion,
makeup.
Yeah, clothing line, makeup, shit. babies and everything.
But let me tell y'all something, though. Everybody talking about what Pusha said was disrespectful, but I posted something up on my Twitter a couple of days ago, and somebody made a really good point. Everything that Pusha T has said and all of his songs about Drake, Drake has already previously stated. So, like, him trying to make it all known and, like, it's something brand new.
It's not
Drake been said all of this stuff. That's just like me saying, oh, I'm a drug dealer, and then KG talking about some, oh, yeah, that nigga Granted, he a drug dealer. Oh, like, trying to hype it up. Like, okay, bro, everybody know. Everybody know, bro. What you trying to do? Like, he's trying to hype it up for nothing. Like, he really need to go sit down and talk about some, oh, yeah, the beef is over. I won. Drake, he take his L. Like, bro.
I didn't know Drake had a baby mama, though.
I mean,
I didn't know he had a baby mama either. That's just surprising.
I mean, but if you think about it, like, if you really, really think about it, how many of these rappers can you say actually don't have any kids?
That's true.
You're right.
You know what?
Wait, Kyle ain't got no kids.
I don't think Quavo got none. How you know Cudi ain't got no kids? This man done been underground so many times. Like, he probably do got a daughter or something.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, I ain't never heard Quavo having no kids, though. I will say that.
All right. Did y'all read about Rich the Kid? Rich the Kid and his legal shit.
Man, what's going on with
that? Honestly, no.
Okay, so this is what happened. Rich was on the road, and his baby mama, she reports that she's been getting beaten by him. Okay.
Right.
So, go talk to the cops, whatever. They do investigation and shit. Find out it's Rich's wife, and he's been beating her for years.
This man married?
I didn't know married. Rich was married.
Bro, that's crazy.
This is what shocked me. That's why I put it on the topic list. Because nobody knew Rich was married. Rich being married, that would have been the furthest thing I would have been thinking about from right now. I thought that nigga would have some kids or some shit, a damn STD, I don't know. But
for real.
But I this man nigga had like four married, kids
by like seven, what, four different baby mamas.
Bro, he's married, bro.
But how niggas be getting married, like, underground like that? Like, T-Pain been married since, like, 2001 and nobody know.
And, but don't forget,
that T-Pain,
2018 was his blow-up. Like, I Rule the... What was that? I Run the World or some shit? I Rule the World. Yeah. That's his blow-up. That's his come-up right there. And this big-ass shit just come out? Like, bro, come on now. At least wait on your second album. You doing too much right now.
I mean, yeah, he just dropped his first jump, bro. The World Is Yours, yeah.
Like, yeah, The World Is Yours, first project.
And he out here, wow. I mean, but if you think about it, like, if you really, these days, if you drop one album and you go on tour for that jump, you really are set for life because of the fact that they paying niggas so much money for this jump. And then they get paid off of clout. You get, like, three or four features for, like, $100,000. And you really
And good. I mean, he got big features on there, too.
That's what I'm saying. This man got Chris Brown, Quavo, Offset, Kendrick Future. Lamar, Future, Lil Wayne, and Trippie Redd, Swae Lee, Offset, like, bruh.
You have a star lineup. Exactly. You have a star lineup right there.
This man got the Golden State of Futures, bruh, on his album.
The only way it was going to be better is if he had Drake on there.
You really think you're going to get Drake, though?
Hell no, he ain't getting Drake. Nigga can't afford Drake.
Nah, don't say that, because I was surprised when Black Boy JB had Drake on his Look Alive, though.
Yeah, okay, so, like, what I've heard is, like, Drake, you know, he got a little sister, and Block J Boy took his little sister to prom or some shit, and that's how that connection was made.
I see.
How I heard it was that Block Boy JB, he dropped the song, and Drake hit him up on Instagram and was like, hey, I'm trying to get on that, and send him a feature. And Block Boy JB released that bitch. That's how I heard that went.
The world may never know.
Hey, just a quick side note, real quick. What y'all think the best song on his album is? Block Boy JB.
Block Boy JB. Yeah. What is it called? Semi Block or some shit?
Yeah, Semi.
I didn't listen to any of it, bro.
I forgot.
They got Look Alive. They got this song with Lil Pump. They got Rover 2.0. My favorite song is that Nike Swoosh song with YG, and they got the Shoot song that everybody bumping. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. The Shoot dance.
That shit's bumping.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, he rapping from Memphis,
The song with Lil Pump?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. That one's one to listen to.
Speaking of Lil Pump.
Oh, hold on, hold on. No, we gonna get to that. You jumping a little
My
bit
man
too
was
far
sipping
ahead.
The lead.
Be quiet,
it was me.
Be quiet. We're gonna get to that. That's later on the list. Okay?
I got
Don't
you,
ruin
I got
it.
You.
Don't ruin the first episode, Grant. Damn. All right. Boo. Offset's car accident. Let's get to that. Bro, he fucked the demon up, though.
I mean, my man's literally, like, he tried to pull a GTA move on that car. I don't know what he thought he was doing.
Bruh, that was not going awesome. Come on, bro. You got to be more smart than that, my boy. I mean, and you got a kid on the way, my guy, and you in the hospital? That shit's a no-no. Mm-mm. Unacceptable. What's wild?
Yes. Yeah.
Why she couldn't text me that, bro?
Okay. Here you go, Grant. We're gonna let you start this one off, alright? we gonna let you start this one off, okay? You the one who's been putting it all over social media and shit. All right, so we're gonna let you start number six off. Go ahead.
Alright, y'all. So, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and play just a little bit of it for y'all while I'm talking about it. So, if anybody has heard KOD... J. Cole's his last album that he just dropped a couple weeks ago. He specifically was shooting shots at Lil Pump, but he really was shooting it at a bunch of the younger artists these days. You know, any artist that come into the category of, you know, within the last year of that consider themselves hip hop or rapper or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, he shot shots at Lil Pump because Lil Pump took shots at J. Cole. And you know,
everybody took shots at J. Cole, though.
I heard about that.
I didn't hear the song, but you know, I heard the fuck J. Cole jump, but I heard it, you know. So, in response, you know, Lil Pump heard J. Cole, you know, song back or whatever.
They sat down for
an hour interview, y'all, and it's on YouTube right now. Go check that junk out after y'all, you know. Dip up out of here. Just type in.
I mean,
J.
that's
Cole
pretty. It was a,
Lil Pump
it's a pretty good interview, though.
I mean, I don't know pretty if I consider interview. That. I don't know. Like what we talking about right now is more interesting than what they were
okay,
talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. Well, hold on. I'm gonna let you finish talking. Then I'm okay.
Because
you
like,
go ahead and finish.
If you think about it, we sit over here having an interactive conversation. J. Cole, a very intelligent mind for this day and age. You know, he's sitting up here trying to, you know, take a time out of his day, a whole hour out of his day to talk to Lil Pump. And I kid y'all not, you know, he over here talking, carrying the interview and stuff like that, just like KG doing right now. And he getting little laughs here and there from Lil Pump. I don't know what he had in his cup, bro.
Right.
He was just like, yeah. It was like, every other word was just, yeah. Like, oh, fuck that nigga, bro. Fuck him. I wouldn't even think about it. I don't know. Like, he just throwing it. Like, I mean, this man was mumble rapping during an interview. Like, damn, like, word to everything. So, you know, point being, you know, J. Cole made it known to everybody that Lil Pump was actually a very smart individual. I mean, many don't know this, but Lil Pump is only 17 years old.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. You know, a kid this young got all that money and, you know, got all this fame and stuff like that. But the kid is only 17. He done got kicked out of school. He clearly shows he doesn't care about school no more. And he just has a certain level of defiance towards him, you know, towards, it seems like, society and stuff like that. But a lot of the stuff that he's doing is, like, trolling. Like, you feel me? Like, on his Instagram, his videos and all that stuff like that, he be trolling a lot. So,
all right,
you know,
wrap
J. Cole
it up, damn,
to,
Grant.
I
wrap
am,
it up,
I am, my G. I'm getting to my point. I'm getting to my last little rap, closing sentence. J. Cole just wanted it to be known that Lil Pump isn't as big a troll as he looks on social media from the outside.
Okay. My thoughts. Grant, you do have a point. Because the whole time he was like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck was in this cup. This nigga had on some fucking, I don't know, bro. He's on some different shit.
Man.
But J. Cole Yes, J. Cole did leave the interview. But J. Cole, bro, like, dude could be a host. J. Cole impressed me. Like, that nigga was trying to have, like, an intelligent conversation. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I would love to see him and Kendrick Lamar.
He was trying to, he was trying to, like, you know, do some, like, psychological shit, like, asking him, like, smart-ass questions, but Lil Pump was like, but, like, some stupid shit. But that shit, but if Lil Pump was, like, really focused on that, and he was, like, really gonna be serious about it, that really could have turned out way better than it did. Like, we could have been really impressed by Lil Pump. But then again, he got to act like every other, like, new upcoming rapper and try to be cool and sip on him some lean. Like, bro, come on now.
Hey, you got to throw this in, though, too. J. Cole actually gave him the opportunity. He was like, so do you have anything that you want to ask me? And the only question that I quoted from the interview that he asked him was, how did you start rapping? And, like, that was the only question that he asked.
And J. Cole was asking all the rest of them.
Exactly.
Jace, your thoughts?
Bruh, okay, so, like, I didn't fuck with J. Cole in the begin with. I mean, it's a straight album, but, like, I don't really care about either one of them.
That's it?
Yeah.
I heard you.
Okay, that's it. Ooh, this one's gonna be interesting. Okay. Jace, I'm gonna let you do number 8, but let me get number 7, because this one, Grant, I want to see what your feedback gonna be like, but this is gonna be good. Okay. T.I. and Gucci, they've been beefing. Yes, it's been all over social media, and T.I. has been sending shots for Gucci ass. If whoever doesn't know, Gucci had an interview, I forgot what interview it was, but about who started trap music. Gucci, like, he was like, oh yeah, I did it, yeah, you know, I'm the one who had trap music, and then everybody started coming on, blah 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 blah. Bro,
this is an interesting one.
And in my opinion, I'm no expert or nothing. I don't know, like, history about shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a professional, but from my knowledge, T.I. started that shit and Gucci was right around the corner.
Yeah, that's why
I just looked it up, and it says Gucci Mane released his first album in 2005, but, you know, most artists release a couple of mixtapes before, so I give him 2003. Now I'm gonna look up when T.I. released his first album.
My opinion,
I think T.I.'s like 2003 first
my
album.
My opinion, T.I. started it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. T.I. came with the trap with
2003 with trap music with a K at the end, and then Urban Legend in 2004
with trap hits. T.I. started it. I'm sorry. Gucci came out with the Trap House, with the Trap, bro, I'm not gonna lie, Trap House 3, that shit was a banger. Like, I was listening to that shit in, like, 6th grade. That shit was bumping. But who's Gucci, bro, you my boy. I'm not lying. You are my boy, but I can't. T.I. started it, bro. You gotta give respect where it's due. And T.I., he got that one.
He did start it, but if you think, I think about it like this, though. I look at Gucci Mane, even though I haven't, you know, necessarily been a Gucci Mane fan and listened to all his albums, his whole body of work since the beginning has been the same, and it has been consistent since the same. I look at T.I.'s albums, and he has kind of evolved out of the trap music, you know, category. He's just more of a regular hip-hop artist now. He's not, you know, making that trap music like he did maybe his first two albums or so. So that's where, you know, I guess you can give, you know, Gucci Mane a little bit more leeway in his conversation.
I feel like T.I., you know, like,
he been down from the beginning.
Like a lot of people these days, though.
Yeah. Look at 2 Chainz.
Yeah, 2 Chainz, Travis Scott.
To the boy. You said Travis Scott?
Bro, I feel like he mentored a little bit, like, in the beginning.
I wouldn't put Travis Scott in trap, bro.
You said you would?
I wouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Travis Scott in trap.
That's like Ray Sherman, Future,
and Ray Sherman's hip hop. Ray Sherman's hip hop.
What's it called? Young Thug.
Young Thug's trap music.
Nah. He done got a little soft on his music now.
Yeah, he has. He's softened up. Jace, you got the next one?
Slim Jimmy goggles.
Yeah.
Bro, them shits was dope.
They're dope.
This man had.
they're dope.
Right.
I mean, even though you can't see out of them, I mean, I still think they're like a part of fashion.
You know what? I thought the first time I saw him, I was like, bro, so can he see out of these mugs or no?
That's all. I'm like, bro, what would possess him to make some out of it? He just had like two watches and was like, bro, I need you to put the bitches like some goggles.
It was probably fucked up and was just like, this is dope.
He had a Rolly and an Audemars Piguet on one.
My boy had a Rolex and a fucking AP.
But if you think about it, them two together was $125,000. I done seen flooded out Rollies that cost $120,000 though.
True.
So if he was really flexing like that, it could have been an Audemars Piguet and a Patek Philippe, maybe. I don't know.
That bitch is still bad. Them bitches is still crazy.
Them the most expensive goggles out, even though you can't see out them mugs. I don't know what. No, them is for. Bro,
it's for the culture.
Could y'all imagine, like, sleeping out them mugs? Like, putting them over your eyes when you go to sleep? Like, maybe what that's
them
for.
Them bitches gotta hurt, bro.
You think about it. Them joints heavy.
For real. Okay. This shit's finna be funny. The Lil Tay, we finna get a Lil Tay ass.
Oh, my God. Bro, her mom. Do y'all want to hear my impression of her?
Yeah, so, bro, go for it.
I said, do y'all want to hear my impression of her?
Yeah.
I just made more money than all of you guys ever made in your whole life. I just brought this brand new $458,000 Lamborghini, and I got more money than all of you motherfuckers.
You sound like a TV show host.
Bruh, she is a fucking joke. I think she's just out there for entertainment, bro. Like,
bro, I read on her bio that, like, Miranda Cosgrove is, like, her manager.
That's not true.
Fuck up.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's just something for clout.
That shit's so fucking stupid.
But even then, like, Miranda Cosgrove really isn't that relevant no more.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. This is going to be interesting. ASAP Rocky's. ASAP Rocky, his lab rat expo.
What is that?
Isn't that like where he was? At
yeah,
that
when
thing?
He when he, yeah he was at that he was at the thing for his album.
I didn't see that.
He had that event. It was on YouTube. It went live.
It was like a week before, I think.
Word. How did I miss that?
It was when he like finally like said,
"Bro,
hey,
it was done. It was dope." It was dope. I watched majority of it, probably like 75% of it, and it was dope. They even have fucking Ferg in the joint. It was crazy.
Yeah, he said Ferg. I'm gonna have to check that out when I.
But yeah, make sure y'all go check that out. Go watch that. Man, it's like an hour. I think it's like an hour long, a little bit over an hour.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Bro, but it's pretty interesting. Yeah, because the beginning of it, the first like 30 minutes of it is like them just showing around the whole exhibit and just showing the statues and shit. But then
Lab Rat Expo.
Yeah.
Because I did see something like not too long ago. It was something that, what was it? It was some kind of like museum something that ASAP Ferg was at.
Yeah,
it was like some brand or something like that, and I thought that maybe that's what y'all was talking about, but this is something different.
No. Okay. Last thing. We got WWDC.
I don't even know what that is.
WWDC. That's the worldwide
Dick conference.
Developer conference.
The what conference?
Developer conference for Apple.
It's for Apple.
That's when they bring out all their new products.
Yeah.
Okay.
The products.
That's when all my Christmas gifts comes out. That joint's gonna be crazy, y'all.
Well, Grant, since you're the Apple, the Apple
yes, nerd sir.
Of all three of us, have you been watching videos on YouTube about leaks?
You know what? And this is, I'm gonna give y'all a little insight. Apple is too good when it comes to keeping their junk top secret. So even if it is something as small as a leak, it'll never be true. I feel like they'd be leaking stuff on purpose so that y'all can think that y'all know what stuff gonna be before it be. You feel me?
Bro, but it don't I believe they. I just don't like watching the leaks.
It just gets your hopes high.
I mean, yeah, but if you think about it though, it would kind of kill the surprise too. At the same time, if you already knew what they're gonna bring out.
True.
Hey, did y'all see where Menchie Ko, he got fired? Because he was Menchie Ko, he's like the China, he was like a representative of Apple at China, and he's the one who's been leaking like major leaks about Apple products.
He got fired. That.
Yeah, he got fired. Yeah.
That's crazy, but I mean, I ain't really looking for much other than, you know, just the updates, you know, just the usual new iPhones, new Apple Watches, and the new iPad. But I feel like also I'm going to be looking forward to them updating the HomePod, because it's going to be something I'm looking to get this fall, and other Apple products that they're going to be bringing out in the future, because they are going to bring out, I know they're going to bring out at least one thing that's not going to be out until maybe January or so, just to, you know, introduce it, to build up that anticipation for it. And so it's always that one product, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what that product is going to be.
The one thing I'm surprised that I hope gets released are the AirPods, the twos. I want to see how they can improve them.
I feel like they need to make
the first AirPods are already, you know, already bomb. So I think the only thing I saw about a leak that they got a patent for was like the ear heart monitor thing for like when you're exercising or running or something.
That's dope. Probably that's the same with your watch.
It's a sensor that monitors your heart. Bruh, the science of it is so crazy. But that's going to be impressive. I want to see how they can improve it, because it's already a good product.
They got to throw a tracker on there, because I didn't see too many people lose their AirPods. They have them.
Okay. We got Apple Watch the four series.
Yeah, four series coming out.
I heard we got like three new iPhones coming out.
Probably the 9, the 10.
It's gonna be three models. One is gonna be like a regular base model, but it's still gonna have like the iPhone 10 screen. The rest of the new iPhones are gonna have the iPhone 10 screens.
You know what? They might do like what they did with the 5C and with the 5SE, or they might do one of those, like with the 7
one
base.
Is gonna the second base is or gonna be base. Like the OLED display, and everything's gonna be like the higher end, and it's gonna still have the iPhone 10 screen, but they're gonna make the price difference, because one's gonna have one without the other. That's like having an iPhone they 6 just gonna drop iPhone 6S.
They just gonna drop the prices like they did when they dropped the 10, but
and then they're gonna have the second base, the second iPhone, but a plus version of it. That one's gonna be dope.
That's gonna be the one I end up getting. I just want something bigger than what I got. I have the 7 plus right now, but the thing that's kept me back from getting any new iPhones is the camera. Nobody else really sees it but me, but the 8 camera and the 10 camera don't capture the full picture better than the 7 plus does.
I think the 8 camera is better.
It's not. I'm telling you, my mom has that phone, and it captures the colors better. But as far as the it captures quality better. The quality is better, but the iPhone 7 Plus captures the colors better.
To be honest, I'm so really just ready for an update for my Apple Watch, because I want some new faces. I'm not gonna lie.
Speaking of faces, I know y'all been seeing all them memes all online after that game last night. J.R. Smith. You haven't seen any of the memes about J.R. Smith and how he messed up?
Nah, bro.
Man, well, if you didn't catch it, the Cavaliers were down by, was it one? They point guard went to the line. He shot two free throws and he missed one of them. It was like 3 seconds left to go in the game, 4 seconds. J.R. Smith catches the ball after the, you know, the missed free throw, and they down. It's tie game. It's a tie ball game. So literally, all he has to do is turn around and put the shot up. He dribbles all the way out to the 3-point line and looks around, and then he passes it at the last minute or whatever, and time expired. And so basically, they lost the game because they lost all the momentum after that one play. But if y'all had saw LeBron's face and he looked at J.R. Smith, it's just priceless. It's priceless.
Damn, that's sad. That's really sad. Jace, your thoughts on WWDC?
Man, so I'm just wondering, because, you know, like, Apple's trying to become a luxury type store or, like, yeah, company. I'm just wondering what they're going to do to, like, bring that out.
Bring what out?
Like, just, like, a luxury. Like, that's when I first came out the Apple Watch, they came out with, like, that all-gold watch. And that was to show that
they had a Hermes version of it. I mean, but if you think about it, Apple is already luxury. Like, they're not, you know, they set themselves apart from, you know, competitors. And you got to come to Apple to get Apple products and stuff like that. Like,
true.
You can't go to third markets and get the same that you're going to get, like, with, you know, Samsung phones and or Galaxy phones. How you can just download the software. It's not going to be the same unless you use an Apple product, because that's what they built it for, is for these Apple products.
Yeah.
So you're paying for the
product. I think it's going to be dope. So iOS 12 is coming out. It's going to be fire. Ready to get the beta for that. Watch the new WatchOS. What, WatchOS 5? WatchOS 5 is going to be good.
Yes, sir.
Well,
iOS 4 is dope.
There's new updates for, what is it, HomePod, Apple TV, and macOS. So, everything's getting...
I need to update my computer now. It just said I need to update.
Everything's getting a makeover, so I like it. I like it. I want to see what it's going to look like. So, it's gonna be lit. No. Apple always gonna have to top something. So
yes, sir. Anybody else gotta have the competitors, you know, beat. Gotta do something better.
Yeah. So anybody else gotta wanna add something, talk about something before we end the episode?
I think we hit the finals, and you know, gonna be respectful to all the Cavs fans out there, and just say Warriors respectfully in 5.
Yeah.
If it even goes to 5 games, and I think that's it.
Yeah, me and Jace will Waves Inc. drop a podcast every week, every Friday.
Maybe not next week. We got to go to Bonnaroo.
We got Bonnaroo next week. Guys, stay tuned for that, because Bonnaroo is going to be lit. So, well, not next week, but week after, you know, we'll talk about everything that happened, who all performed, everything like that. And nice. It's going to be dope.
Nice.
Yeah, we talk about everything in the culture, everything happening, you know, in the now, and, you know, just got a movement going. We're just going to keep it going. So
it was nice joining y'all today.
Thanks, Grant, for, man, taking out
my
the time
pleasure
today. Oh yeah. So since you're our first special guest, you got a song request you wanna play at the end of the
man
the
I really been over here bumping music this whole time. But I will say my request is going to be that Big Bank by YG featuring 2 Chainz,
Big
Sean, and Nicki Minaj.
That's a banger. That's a banger. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all saw the Instagram post YG did? That shit was fire.
What'd he do?
With the money, he was throwing the money on the truck.
Bro, he had in front of his house, bro. He parked the fucking
The Benz truck.
The G wagon. White, all white G wagon. White rims, everything. Chrome.
And he got
this nigga got red lights when he opened up the door, bumping the fucking music and throwing money up in the air when his shit come on, bro. Yes, it was shit was fire. Everybody go check that out. It's all on YG's page on Instagram, bro. You will not regret it. So, thanks again, Grant, for coming to see us. Everybody,
yes, sir.
Waves Inc., me and Jace.
Peace, blessings, love, everybody.
Peace.
Yeah, we did it. We did it. So, more to come.
Sure.
Stay tuned for the future. So, all right, y'all.
Fought enough.
bitch. We do that.